In this bulletin, a fire kills at least 10 people in a coronavirus intensive care ward in Romania. South Australia braces for a day of severe to extreme bushfire risk. And in sport, pre-tournament Masters favourite Bryson DeChambeau reveals he's taken a coronavirus test as a precaution. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Romanian officials say a fire at a public hospital has killed at least 10 people and critically injured seven others. The blaze spread through the intensive care ward designated for people with COVID-19 patients in the northern city of Piatra Neamț. The spokeswoman for the local emergency situations inspectorate said all of the people who died or were injured in the fire, except one, were hospital patients. Romania's Health Minister said the fire was most likely triggered by a short circuit. South Australia is bracing for a day of severe to extreme bushfire risk with very hot conditions and rising winds. The Country Fire Service has declared a severe risk in six districts for today. In the Flinders Ranges and the Mid-North, the risk is considered extreme. All eight districts will have total fire bans in place. A similar system which passed through on Tuesday resulted in more than 300,000 lightning strikes, which started several fires. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for global efforts to develop and scale up the production of effective vaccines against COVID-19. Mr. Guterres made the remarks as he opened the virtual East Asia Summit.
The United Nations, led by the World Health Organization, has been working to coordinate global efforts to develop and scale up the production of effective vaccines and therapeutics. These must be available and affordable for everyone, everywhere, as a global public good. No one is safe until we are all safe.
Leaders from 18 countries and some of the group's world power partners attended the summit to discuss cooperation with focus on the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. Also at ASEAN, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that Australia will invest hundreds of millions of dollars to boost post-COVID-19 economic recovery across Southeast Asia. Mr. Morrison committed $232 million for environment, infrastructure, cyber, critical technologies and scholarships in a speech at the virtual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. He told the 10 member nations that the pandemic had forced change in the region, but that Australia was committed to building resilience in the region.
Under our Partnerships for Recovery policy, we are turning this into real action once again. Australia recently committed some $500 million over 3 years to support access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines for Southeast Asia and the Pacific. Equitable access to safe, effective and affordable vaccines for COVID-19 will be the central factor in our collective recovery.
Hundreds of Donald Trump supporters have gathered for the Million MAGA March in Washington, backing the United States president's unsubstantiated claims of election fraud. Flag-waving supporters chanted USA and four more years as Mr. Trump waved at them from a car window as his motorcade drove past. Mr. Trump has made little headway in the courts with his lawsuits and has begun to sound doubtful about his prospects, telling reporters that time will tell who occupies the White House from January 20. It's National Road Safety Week and Australians are being urged to pause and remember the 1,200 people killed in road crashes each year and reflect on the responsibility everyone has to make roads safer. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has said that it's important to understand the profound impact road crashes have on the community. Hundreds of multicoloured lights have been used to illuminate India's Golden Temple for this weekend's Diwali festival. Diwali is known as the Festival of Lights and symbolises the victory of righteousness over evil and the lifting of spiritual darkness. This year's celebrations have had to be scaled back because of the pandemic. This man was among those admiring the colourful spectacle.
Andar jo लड़ियों से रंग बिरंगी लाइटों से जो गोल्डन टेंपल को सजाया गया है The Golden Temple has been decorated and illuminated with colourful lights. The view is very beautiful, and the decoration is very pleasing to the eyes.
In sport, pre-tournament Masters favourite Bryson DeChambeau has revealed he's taken a coronavirus test as a precaution after feeling weird during the season's final major. American US Open champion DeChambeau made the halfway cut with nothing to spare, a distance 9 strokes from the lead at Augusta National, leaving him at even par 144 through 36 holes. DeChambeau, who was the betting favourite to win the Masters after a dominating triumph at the US Open, closed out his second round yesterday morning with a 2 over 74. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth showers 22, Adelaide mostly sunny 36, Melbourne possible showers in 33, Hobart a shower or 2, 20 degrees, Canberra mostly sunny in 28, Wollongong sunny 25, Sydney sunny 26, Newcastle mostly sunny and 29, Brisbane similar conditions 31, and Cairns mostly sunny 33, Darwin possible showers or storms 35 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.